toward the gospel text that I will speak for you in a moment. And as I do that, resist the urge to follow along with the printed text and just let the spoken word and the embodied word confront you. So keep the pew Bible stowed. You can check my accuracy later. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. When you and I speak the gospel, we're not giving the moral behind the story of Jesus. We're not uncovering the kernel of timeless truth hidden in the husk of the biblical narrative. Instead, we are participating in the ongoing story of Jesus in Israel. Now, that's not the same as projecting ourselves into the gospel accounts, as though, for example, Jesus sending out of his apostles in Mark chapter 6 could directly serve as a model for the mission of a particular church today. No, that would treat the gospels like extended parables from which we might draw principles for ministry. But that is not what they are. They are reports, testimonies of the rule and reign of God that has come in Jesus. They testify to what God has done and is still doing to reclaim his creation. When you and I preach and teach and heal in Jesus' name, we bear witness to the words and deeds that God has done for us and for our salvation. We live out the fact that we have been baptized into him, and by his Spirit we have been made participants in his plot line that continues to unfold in the world. There are many stories of the world. The myth of scientific and democratic progress, the journey of the exiled souls return home to heaven, the American dream. But our story is none of those. Ours is the story of Jesus. His is the only one that counts. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, beginning at the 4th chapter. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus says to his disciples, "Let's go across to the other side of the sea." And after they dismissed the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, because he was in the boat, and there were other boats with him. Then a furious windstorm arises, and the waves kept crashing into the boat, so that now the boat begins to fill. But he was in the back of the boat, asleep on a cushion, and they woke him. "Teacher," they said, "teacher, don't you care? Don't you care if we drown?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." And the wind ceased, and everything was completely calm. "Why are you so afraid?" he said to them. "Do you still have no faith?" And they were filled with great fear, and they started saying to one another, "Who is this? Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" They crossed over to the other side, to the region of the Gerasenes. And immediately when he stepped out of the boat, a man with an unclean spirit came from among the tombs and met him. Now this man lived among the tombs, and he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart and broke the shackles into pieces. No one actually had the strength to subdue him anymore. He had day and night, he was always crying out among the tombs and on the hillside, gashing himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus from a distance, immediately he ran, falls at his feet, and shouting at the top of his voice says, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God you won't torture me." For Jesus had started saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Then he actually asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, My name is Legion, for we are many." And he began begging him again and again not to send them out of the region. Now, there was a large herd of pigs grazing on the hillside nearby, and he begged them, "The pigs! Send us to the pigs! Let us enter them!" And he permitted them. And after the unclean spirits had come out of the man and entered the pigs, the whole herd, about 2,000 of them all together, charged down the steep bank into the water and were drowned in the sea. And the herdsmen, tending the pigs, ran away. And they reported it in the village and the countryside. And people come to see what had happened, and they come to Jesus, and they see the demon-possessed man sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were filled with fear. And those who had seen it described to them in detail what had happened with the demon-possessed man and with the pigs, and they began to beg Jesus to leave their region. As he was getting back into the boat, the man who'd been possessed by the demon began to beg. He began to beg that he could be with him. But he did not permit it. Instead, he says to him, "Go home. Go home to your family and tell them all that the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went out and began to proclaim in the Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. After he had crossed over in the boat again to the other side of the sea, a great crowd gathered around him while he was along the shoreline. Then comes one of the synagogue rulers. Jairus was his name. And when he saw him, he falls at his feet and starts begging him again and again, "My daughter, my little daughter is dying. Please come. Please come and lay your hand on her so that she will be healed and live." And he went with him. And the great crowd began following him and was pressing in on him. And there was a woman there in the crowd who had suffered from internal bleeding for 12 years. For 12 years, she had spent all that she had and was no better for it. She had suffered much at the hands of many doctors. Instead, she grew worse. But she had heard the reports about Jesus, and so she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his outer garments, because she was saying to herself, "If I touch even his clothing, I will be healed." And immediately her bleeding was stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. And immediately, because he recognized that power had gone out from him, Jesus turned into the crowd and started saying, "Who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes? And his disciples started saying to him, you see the crowd pressing in on you, and you can say, who touched me? But he kept looking around to see who had done it. And the woman, because she knew what had happened to her, came forward, fell down before him, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. While he was still speaking, some men come from the synagogue leader's house saying, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any longer? But Jesus, overhearing their report, says to the synagogue leader, don't be afraid. Only believe. And he permitted no one to follow him, no one except for Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they come to the synagogue leader's house, and Jesus sees a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And after they had entered in, he says to them, why are you making such a commotion and wailing so loudly? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they began to laugh at him. And after he had put them all out, he takes the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and he goes in to where the child was. And he took her by the hand, and he says to her, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, get up. And she got up, started walking around. She was 12 years old, and everyone was amazed. And he gave them strict orders not to tell anyone about this. And he said to them, give her something to eat. And he went out from there. And he goes into the area of his home, and his disciples follow him. When the Sabbath had come, he went into the synagogue and was teaching. And many who heard him were astonished. Where did this man get these things? They were saying. What's this wisdom that's been given him? The miracles, such things being done by his hands. Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they were actually offended by him. And he said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house. And he wasn't able to do any miracles there, except for laying his hands on a few sick people and to heal them. And he marveled at their doubt. Then he began to go from village to village teaching. Then he calls 12 to come, And he began to send them out with a commission, two by two. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he commanded them to take nothing for the journey, nothing except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belt. To wear sandals, but not an extra undergarment. And he continued saying to them, whenever you enter into a house, stay there until you leave that area. And if any place does not welcome you, or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them. And when they went out, they preached that people repent. Repent now! And they began to drive out many demons and to anoint with oil many sick people and to heal them. The Holy Gospel, according to our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.